Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
If you think you're doing a good thing and you're trying to quit smoking, but you're using e-cigarettes, and there's also something called liquid nicotine. Well, this stuff is now proving fatal to children, and we're talking about that today. It's scary and it's dangerous. My guest is Dr. Kyron Quinlan. He's a general pediatrician and injury epidemiologist at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Dr. Quinlan. Tell us about liquid nicotine. What is it and what is it doing to our children?
Sure. Thank you, Melanie. Thanks for having me on the program. I am really, really glad that you're highlighting this on your show. This is a big deal. This is something that's very, very scary. Right now there's a huge influx of poison control calls related to this product. So we're talking about e-cigarettes, the electronic cigarettes, but specifically the refill liquid that's used for them. And they look like little eyedropper bottles. But these little bottles are actually, I've heard it described as little bottles of poison that smell like bubblegum. This is such an attractive thing for a little kid in the house, but it's so toxic. This is highly concentrated nicotine, and when a child takes even a sip, it could cause very serious poisoning and even death. And we've had a death in the United States already. Just last Tuesday is the very first U.S. child death from this product.
So it smells like bubble gum, and it looks like, you know, something that they would like to drink. And I mean, so this is kind of a little bit hard because parents are trying to do the right thing if they're using e-cigarettes, if they're trying to quit. Right. So
yeah,
what
right.
do you want us to know about how truly dangerous this is and what do we do about that?
Right. You know, I understand families are, you know, thinking about this product as maybe a way to quit and less serious, you know, something. They see a little safety benefit perhaps from the, from trying to use them instead of cigarettes. But the liquid that comes along with many of them is the issue for kids. And here's the thing. Right now, the bottles that they come in are not child-resistant. There's no requirement that they are child-resistant. Basically, the federal government does not have regulatory authority over this product yet. And so the FDA and the Consumer Product Safety Commission are slowly moving in that direction, but the process is slow. And until then, it is perfectly legal for these to be sold in vape shops, and in convenience stores and gas stations with standard regular packaging as if it was just an eyedropper. But when there is concentrated liquid nicotine in there, it is basically a sip of this is like having several packs of cigarettes, nicotine, all at one time in a very young child. And, you know, nicotine, I don't know if people know, it's a neurotoxin. You know, it was created by the tobacco plant and is used, the tobacco plant uses it to get rid of insects that are trying to kill the tobacco plant. It's an insecticide, and it is a neurotoxin. And so there have been case reports of kids, 10-month-olds, coming in very sick, vomiting and unsteady and having just had a small amount of this product. And the real scary part about this is that not only is the packaging inadequate to protect kids, but also the way it looks is so appealing. You know, they look like cartoon characters. There's bright colors. There's amazing flavors. You know, you open up the top and smell it. It smells like something that would probably be very good to drink. And if you're a 2-year-old, of course you would drink it as a normal, healthy 2-year-old would take a sip of this very deadly poison.
And a dose of only 1/2 teaspoon of this product can kill a child. So parents need to understand how really dangerous it is. Now, Dr. Quinlan, you know, since companies are not required to child-proof the container and the American Academy of Pediatrics is advocating for greater protections for children around these products, what can parents do What do you want parents to do, you know, aside from really keeping these things up high or maybe pouring it into a different container that's childproof? What do you want us to do?
That's a good question. You know, basically, if anybody who's listening has this product in their home, you should make absolutely sure that it is in a child-resistant container. And a child-resistant container is one that requires more than just a turn to open it. You know, it's often like a pinch and turn or a push down and turn sort of maneuver, kind of like pill bottles. You know how in a pill bottle you have to push it down and turn to open it up. And that saved many, many lives because of, in the past we had aspirin ingestions that were killing a lot of kids. And the change in packaging with this just simple change in the packaging makes it so little kids sort of thwarts them. They are not able to open it and gain access to a lethal amount of the medication. So for families at home, check what you have in your home. If you have this product, check if it's a child-resistant sort of product. And if it is, that's great. It still should be out of reach of all children. And anytime it's used, absolutely make sure that that child-resistant cap is placed back on there correctly. If you have any of this product in your house that does not have child-resistant packaging, I would strongly recommend that you get rid of that product. Either dump it down the toilet or something, but get rid of it. It is deadly to your child in the house or anybody who visits that house. So if you're out at a shop and going to buy some of this product, only purchase the product that has this child-resistant packaging on the top. It could save the life of your kid. I want to make a couple other quick comments. This product, the liquid nicotine, the highly concentrated liquid nicotine, it can get absorbed if it's just put in the mouth of the child. It gets absorbed if it is swallowed, and it can be absorbed if it's just spilled on the skin. There's case reports of kids who just found the product, spilled it all to themselves, and had severe poisoning just from the absorption through the skin. You know, just the way like the patch, the nicotine patch absorbs right through the skin. Nicotine is readily absorbed through the skin. So there's three different ways that this nicotine can get into the body of a young child and cause very severe illnesses. And I'm very concerned about another death or more in the near future.
I'm so glad you made those points, Dr. Quinlan, because, you know, knowing that it just not only doesn't have to be swallowed, but that even just a drop and that it can be absorbed in the skin and cause poisoning makes it just that much more scary. So do you think, we only have about a minute and a half left, do you foresee that the pressure from parents and from advocates such as yourself and the American Academy of Pediatrics will force these companies to put childproof on the containers? What do you see happening?
You know, this is such an important topic. The wheels of the federal government move slowly, and so they're slowly going to get there. We absolutely would urge any and all manufacturers of this product to only sell this product in child-resistant packaging. Absolutely. But I think if families, if people are interested, I would really urge you to contact your own state legislature on this. States can move much more quickly to make this happen. Right now, there are only three states in the country that have passed laws to require child-resistant packaging on these products. The states are Illinois, Vermont, and Minnesota. So if you live in one of the 47 states outside of those three states, contact your state legislature, your representative, tell them you absolutely would require, you need to have child-resistant packaging for these products in your state. That can happen relatively quickly within the state level. It's an urgent public health issue, and hopefully we can protect kids that way.
Thank you so much. It's great information. Liquid nicotine, so dangerous for our kids. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Share this show with your friends. It could just save a life. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.